Hello, church family. Thank you for joining me just for this brief discussion around celebrating the Lord's Supper. Welcome to my virtual study. I wish that these were my books behind me on the wall, but unfortunately I'm not able to spend my time at the church just yet, so I have to make do with this virtual study for the meantime. But I just wanted to share with you where we are at as elders regarding the celebrating of the Lord's Supper while we cannot meet together as we normally do. Firstly, it's been a great encouragement to us as elders to know that there are many of you who have been missing the regular times together around the Lord's table. And I think this is a good sign of spiritual health when the Lord's people are missing the gathering together as we do around the Lord's Supper regularly. This is a good thing. So let's continue to pray that this time of being separated and unable to gather together will be short, and that it won't extend unnecessarily into the future. But secondly, I want you to know that we as elders have been wrestling through this whole issue of should we or should we not celebrate the Lord's Supper during this time, and if so, what does that look like? And it's not a simple solution. Some churches have chosen to celebrate virtual communion ever since the beginning of lockdown, and other churches have decided to not do communion at all until after lockdown, and still other churches have encouraged their congregations to celebrate communion individually or as families. So where do we stand on this? Well, what we do know from God's word is that the normal practice of celebrating the Lord's Supper is meant to be done as the assembled, gathered body of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's clear from Scripture. It's meant to be done in the context of the local church. The Lord's Supper was not given by Jesus as something for Christians to just practice individually whenever they feel like it. It's meant to be a sign of our unity, of our belonging together to the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I want to encourage you to read through 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And what you will see there is that at least five times Paul speaks about when you come together, when you gather together. And so the togetherness of communion is something very important, and we don't want to minimize that in any way. So the real next question then is this: well, does our virtual gathering, our virtual coming together, does that qualify as valid in terms of celebrating the Lord's table? And there are many churches and pastors whom we respect, who we would be in fellowship with, on both sides of this. Some who say yes and some who say no. And so where we've settled as the elders of Honey Ridge is that because of the unique times that we are facing, and particularly because of the extension of this lockdown for another couple of months, we believe that it is important for us to celebrate the Lord's Supper on occasion. During this time, it won't be as regular as we normally do it, but we have decided that we will only celebrate the Lord's Supper by means of a live broadcast, so that as the Lord's Church at Honey Ridge, we are going to be gathering together at the same time, albeit virtually, with a view to be obedient to Scripture regarding the coming together of the Lord's people, and then for us to eat and to drink together as a sign of our unity in the body of Christ. Ultimately, our unity is found through the fact that we have the Holy Spirit living within us. And while there is something very special about our physical coming together, we do believe that the Spirit of Christ in us does still unite us at this time. Obviously, and this is important, the same normal conditions would apply to this virtual communion as would apply when we gather physically, which is that this meal that we will celebrate is only for believers. And I think we need to go a little bit further here and to say that we are only wanting those who consider Honey Ridge to be your local church, where you identify with Honey Ridge as your local body of believers, that you participate in this meal. And so while we are very grateful to the Lord that these online services are being broadcast around the world, and there are many people in different countries who are able to join into our online Sunday services, we are asking as elders that if you don't belong to Honey Ridge as your local church, that you don't celebrate our virtual communion service with us, but rather that you go and speak to your pastor, that you speak to the elders of your local church about their plans regarding you being able to celebrate communion as part of your local church. And then just the two last points of a practical nature. So we plan to celebrate the Lord's Supper this coming Thursday evening at 7:30. As part of our remembering of the Lord's Ascension. If you didn't know, Thursday is Ascension Day, the 21st of May, and on Thursday morning I'm going to share a devotion with you to focus our attention on the Lord's Ascension, and then we'll gather again virtually in the evening at 7:30 sharp for our communion service. So please will you log on to our website. This is important, www.honeyridge.co.za at 7:30 or just a few minutes before, and we will finish our communion service by 8 p.m. It won't be a long time together, and I want to also say that it won't be available after that half an hour is over. We're not going to upload it to YouTube. It won't be accessible through the app. We really feel it's important that we all come together and celebrate this meal together at the same time, and then it will be removed. So the broadcast will go on air at 7:30, and we are encouraging you to join us then. And then just secondly, regarding your own personal preparation for this, we are asking that you would prepare in advance to have a piece of bread and some red grape juice available for this time. The Lord Jesus Christ chose bread and grape juice or wine as the elements or the symbols that represent his body and his blood. And we have no right to replace those elements with anything else. So I'm asking you to just use the couple of days between now and Thursday to get some grape juice and to get some bread that you can celebrate this together with us. And then just finally, and with this I'll close, I want to just say that we as elders recognize that we are in a very unique time as a church, and we recognize during this COVID-19 crisis that what we are going to be doing regarding this virtual communion service is certainly not the norm for the future. But we believe it's the best approach that we should adopt at this time. And we also, however, realize that there may be some of you who are not comfortable to celebrate the Lord's Supper in this way. And we want you to know that we fully respect that. This hasn't been an easy decision for us to come to. And so we would just ask that if your conscience is restraining you to not participate in this virtual supper, that you don't in any way feel pressured to do so. And that you would abstain until such a time as we are able to meet again in person at the church. So can I encourage you to prepare your hearts for this coming Thursday evening as we plan together to celebrate the Lord's Supper together. And in doing so, we will be proclaiming the Lord's death and his resurrection until he returns. Thank you for listening, and I trust that this will be a blessing to you on Thursday. If you would like to engage with me or any one of the elders on this, please just pop us an email or give us a phone call, and we'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have regarding this. The Lord bless you in this week ahead. Amen.